Blog Talk Radio.
You looked in the mirror lately? You seen that thing on your head? Come on, you heard what the doctor said. You're risking your life here.
What life? Upstairs?
No, I can't do it. This is a Hail Mary at best.
No, it's not. It's a gamble. Yeah, I know that. But look, if there was a time to roll the dice, this is it.
I mean, you just don't know how to give up.
No, I do. Trust me, I do. I know exactly how to give up. You know what scares the shit out of me, Kev? Is that it's easy.
Something goes wrong, I'm involved. I couldn't live with that.
All right, welcome everybody to Cinema Royale. I am Travis Hobson, and that clip you just heard was from the new movie Bleed for This, starring Miles Teller as boxer Vinny Pazienza. Now, if you don't know Vinny Pazienza's story, it's actually pretty incredible. He was a champion boxer. Maybe he fought in the middleweight division, possibly cruiser. And he was a champion. He was a great fighter. Energetic, charismatic, he was a real showman, and he suffered an incredible car accident, broke his neck, crushed his spine. He was never supposed to fight again. He was barely expected to live, but he worked his butt off, and within, I can't remember how long it wasn't long, a few months, he fought his way back into the ring and was fighting for titles. It's an incredible story. And Miles Teller, I thought, does a tremendous job as Pazienza. But the film is directed by Ben Younger, who's a director I had not heard of. I believe this is his directorial debut, or at least it's his first major film. And I had a chance to sit down and talk with Ben Younger about directing Bleed for This. And in particular, talk to him about Miles Teller's performance, which, you know, as we're getting down to the wire here, as we towards the award season, you know, I'm trying to look at as many of the top performances as possible. Teller's name has been mentioned. I don't know how far he's going to go, but his name has been mentioned as a possible contender. So here's my interview with Ben Younger for Bleed for This. The question I asked you was about boxing movies, and you said that you were a big fan of boxing movies or no before this film?
I said I was a big fan of boxing movies, was not a big fan of boxing, just didn't know enough about it. But I think it's interesting how the two are totally mutually exclusive. You can, you know, people who love boxing films don't need to love boxing and vice versa. Well, I guess if you're a boxing fan, you probably love boxing movies, but plenty of people love boxing movies. Don't know anything about the sport.
That's true. That's actually true because, you know, I mean, for me, I was a huge boxing fan. Not as much anymore, but I still think that boxing movies are the best sports movies because they're usually about, you know, one man versus everything life has to dish out. You know what I mean? So they have a certain personal quality to them. Is that one of the things that attracted you to this?
Yeah, actually, I think that's I've actually never said it as well as you just did. I think that's exactly why, because like they have much wider appeal than other sports movies, and I think that's probably it. Like, you don't have to understand team sports. You don't have to get, you know, the sort of, like, arcane rules of football. Like, it's just two dudes, and it's a good paradigm for, you know, any obstacle you may have in your own life. I think that is probably why. Yes, it's why I drew me to it, but it probably answers the larger question of why these movies keep getting made.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. In regards to Vinny Pazienza, how much about his story did you know going into this?
Nothing. Not a single. I didn't even know. Didn't even recognize his name.
Wow. That's crazy. So, but you got was he a big part of the production as well? I imagine he was, but was he a big part of, you know, kind of being around on set and playing a part in how things played out?
No, not as much as you'd think. He I think Vinny had an idea of what a film set would be like, and I don't think it lived up to it. It's 4 hours of lighting and 10 minutes of shooting, and then I think he thought there'd be more action, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the things he was
around a lot in pre-production. When I was not pre-production, prior to that, when I was writing the script, Vinny had he and I spent a lot of time together in Cranston. I went to his house a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. Went to all his old haunts. He was instrumental in the writing process for me.
Oh, really? Okay. So you got to kind of sculpt the screenplay based on your interactions with him and kind of experiencing his life a little bit?
Yeah, him, his sister, his friends. He gave me full access to his whole world over there, and it's a pretty rich one.
I was going to say, he seems like the type, just from what I remember of him, you know, as a fighter, he seems like the type that would be very open to everything, like works and all, everything. Is that true?
Open to everything, like, just, you mean like in life, like just open to all new experiences, you mean? Yeah.
Like,
he'll try anything.
Willing to share everything about himself, you know, making it all available.
Yes. Vinny enjoys talking about his own life and his stories and the way anybody does, but his stories are just better than most. He's a pro boxer. He won 5 titles and he broke his neck. Like, he's got a pretty good story to tell.
Yeah, a damn good story to tell. Talk about the casting of Miles Teller in the role. When I first heard that he was, you know, cast for it, I was like, that's an interesting choice, not what I would first expect. But he's really, really great at it, and I should have known, because he's really good at playing physical sorts of parts. Talk to me about your decision to cast him as Vinny Paz.
Well, I cast him before we saw Whiplash, so.
Oh, wow.
I didn't even have the benefit of that movie. But I think it was a combination of what I saw in him as an actor in other movies. It didn't maybe have the physicality, but it definitely had the depth and the range. I mean, he does a lot. I really like him in that little movie, Spectacular Now. He does a lot in that film.
That's one of my favorites. That's one of my favorites, too.
Oh, really? Well, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what did it. That and then the fact that he's not a pretty boy. He looks like a real person. Been in that car accident, his face is scarred. You know, he's got a few of those scars. I liked all that. It seemed like, look, we shot the movie in Cranston with very real people in very real environments. I wasn't going to, like, then screw the whole thing up by casting, you know, somebody who never could look like be a boxer.
Right. was there, like, an intense training regimen for Miles throughout the production to sort of get into boxing shape?
Oh, yeah. 8 months, Freddie Roach, Darryl Foster.
Wow.
Yeah, Freddie Roach watched the trailer yesterday.
What do you think?
You got goosebumps, is what I heard. That's always good. No, Miles took it very seriously. He approached it very professionally. He did it. He did it all. He figured it all out. He learned the sport. Came prepared. It was never an issue. Not a single day on set where we were hung up because he didn't do his homework.
Wow. Now, most people might not know your name. I remember you from Boiler Room way back in 2000, which for me was like... I mean, I love that movie. I love Boiler Room. I think for a lot of people, that was sort of an iconic movie if you were of a certain age, Boiler Room. Talk to me a little bit about... Say that again?
I said, thank you. I'll tell you. That's nice of you to say.
Oh, no, absolutely. I can tell you it was one of the first DVDs I bought when I was old enough to get my own stuff. One of the first DVDs I bought was Boiler Room. And I know a lot of friends who were the same way. But it's been 16 years. Talk to me a little bit about how much you've learned as a filmmaker, what you've learned as a filmmaker between then and now. Have things changed? You know, things like that in the time period.
Yeah, just got older and a little less dumb, and more silver hair and less testosterone, so just easier to be around. I think makes probably for a better filmmaker ultimately.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I think this has been great, man. I love this movie. We actually have a review of it up on our site already, and we dig it. I love it. I hope it does really well, and I'm expecting big things for Miles this award season to come out of this movie. And thanks a lot, man. I appreciate you taking time to talk to me, especially with all the phone problems we had in the beginning, man.
No, it's fine. It's fine. All right, see you, brother.
Cool. Thanks a lot, man. All right, thanks. All right, that was my interview with Ben Younger, the director of Bleed for this, starring Miles Teller. We'll see where that movie goes. It didn't do a whole lot at the box office, but that doesn't mean its Oscar prospects are down the drain. I don't know if the movie probably won't do that much, but there's still some hope there for Miles Teller, who really does give in a terrific physical performance in the movie. And I think like I said in the interview, that's becoming one of his strengths, as far as I'm concerned. His really physical performances. Look at what he did in Whiplash, which I think is his best role by far. This is right up there, too. But the more physical the role, the better he seems to be. And I think that's a good strength to have, especially at his age, man. All right, so that was my interview. I hope you enjoyed it. Check out Cinema Royale later this week. We'll be coming back soon. We're going to be breaking down all the Oscar contenders and the front runners, the nominees, the ones that we expect to be nominees, starting at during this next episode. So we're going to be breaking them all down for you week after week. All right? Travis Hobson. Check me out on punchdrunkcritics.com. Bye.